The vagabond of the Grand Dixine, an appreciation for Maurice Chappé. There he stands on the dam he helped to build, defiant voice of the river that no longer flows, spirit caretaker of the eternal snows, witness of a great valley's slow but steady decline. Gone are the meadows, gone are the shepherd's huts, gone are the silent ways of alpine winter. The stars of Orion no longer guide us to the chamois retreat, to the slopes of the rusty rose. All fade in the bright lights of rented chalets, in the endless highways of sugar snow. Swish goes the scythe of the banker in tourist land, whetted on the bent backs of mountain farmers. Tout fini, he cries, the words fracturing in crystals of frozen ice, a rainbow avalanche of light. Fasnacht, the night of mountain carnival. Drumming out the bad spirits of mean man winter, screeching at them with a whir of horns and pipes, marching down cobblestone streets and under bridges where monstrous demons tend to congregate. This is the music of the anti-divine, anarchy's orgy against an excess of sanitas, recompense for the far too much of not enough, where all is fire, all is noise, where all is chaos, when Kronos readies to castrate the patriarch. The Pope belches and strokes the buttocks of his favorite Swiss guard. Let the wretches have their night of fun. But the children know better. Faces painted for a holy war, they take to the streets. This is the night that shall balance all the rest. The lute. O come again, sweet love, soft rounded belly of wood, resonance rich with bright stars and dark loam, pure instrument of the unseen platonic realm. By what strange demonic twist of fate did your fine form fall into such disfavor? Like a queen, much beloved, yet banished to a faraway isle, you suffered eternities of turbulent seas, waves of sharp steel strings, of harsh, amplified sounds. So now, come again, sweet love, let us dare open your velvet protective case, let down your youthful brains, and let the coming age find new spirit on your strings. Let the recluse tune your pegs by mountain springs. Poets find new rhythms to match your most dissonant chords. And bards play to kings bent on war, as you sing of peace. Thank you. The Moons of Galileo, a long line sonnet. Io, Europa, Ganymedes, Callisto, messengers of the stars, rough surface of the moon, eternal lights now circling with predictable regularity round a new radical idea. Brightest object in a great awakening's night sky. So much for Dante, so much for Aristotle. Grand book of the turnings of the heavenly orbs. O celestial fact, one of how many yet. Silent for centuries that suddenly explodes. So much for Rome, so much for its dogma, its torture. Even the power of all the marble and gold in the universe could not cloud the new lens of truth, that scripture was wrong and Copernicus right. It's shining above for all to see. Lux aeterna, indeed.